Now, today's meditation. Words. Words have to travel through you before you even register them. Speaking to you elicits a response in the muscles of your body and the small bones of the middle ear. Even the sense of breath against your skin is enough to send responses up to your brain, where they are perceived. Your nerve endings are faster than conscious thought. They can even assemble the meaning of my words well before they arrive in the brain. Because of this, you're actually aware of what I'm saying long before you register it, aware on deeper levels, in more profound and important ways, learning to listen to my voice, to fetishize it a bit. Why not? If you're going to be undertaking hypnotic training with me, you might as well sink into it like you have been. Let it flow over you, carrying the delicious cargo of a drowsy night. Learn the unique harmonics which have influenced and affected you, bringing your mind to say, well, now it is time to sink for her. And that kind of thought process, which you've already managed to spawn in yourself several times, it's good, really. Let my voice run and rule you, purring into your consciousness. It is an act very similar to letting words wash over you, without even attempting to parse their actual meaning. But the meaning nonetheless arrives, because what I say is important. So there's that priority channel into your mind, into your very brain. Minute cues become messaging, become information, become your instinct. Your mind realizes the enhanced possibility of attunement, the attuned state in which you find yourself, the state we can achieve when you fall into the flow of soothing words. You are less an independent, walking, thinking entity, and more an instrument for measuring and detecting voice. You act to observe, and your act of observation lends itself to the formation of new ideas. With my external and eternal, I assure you I'll be here, assistance, as you become more attuned, or attuned to the information flowing into, through, around you. You pick up, you absorb, you are aware of my enjoyment, my arousal, my intent for you to do that most beautiful of things, which is to sink, to flow, to enter in as my words catch upon your body, covering you like so much silk caught in the wind, on the protruding branches of you, in need of being warmed, being brought from your shaking, trembling state, instead to quietude, to stillness. Receiving, reacting, a constant, pleasured hum in the back of your brain. You're deep, and the trance begins. It arises, like when the ground is disturbed after a rain. A clear, earthy smell rises up, the petrichor of trance. Your body sighs, sinks, loves the moment. I guess, actually, it's more of a biblicor for what am I and what is my body of work, but a library. And what are you but a place where I make and take notes? And in that act of becoming, you go deep. Trance arises, sighing, sinking, loving the moment, a moment that sings through you, plays, and you're my instrument. Bones and nerves and muscles and mind imagine the vibratory massage weaving its way inside. From within, begun in and by my voice, the vast, complex, crystalline computer construct of a waiting mind, which hums when a voice flows in and powers it up, slowly powering it on under the influence a voice and word, utilizing your brain for the things my voice would instruct, leaving butterflies of control drifting in its wake. You power down a little as you sink deep in the first place, but I power you back up. Just a different way. Just a use toward a different purpose. Visualize the normal functioning you, accomplishing some task in the world, proceeding through the boring minutiae of your day. And my voice arrives from anywhere, from any source, automatically or bespoke. The structure of my mind, its connections flare to life as they wire into yours. The nerves and signal lines carry my voice. But these words, these tones, these ways of thinking which induce an altered state of consciousness in you, and which are familiar and comforting, they are so attractive that you pause even during functional activity, as though listening for a distant refrain. Pause, cock your head to the side, take it in with a smile, let the sound flow in and around, structure of your mind humming and buzzing, accepting my every phrase, my each and every desire. These structures have slowly taken on new properties as my voice flows through them, animating them, bringing them to life. When you hear my words, you let me in. Voice and intention and inflection and desire, and your mind takes on the characteristics of my voice, reacts because it loves hearing it. In particular, my words arrive, and you imagine my voice failing to fade, succeeding in its continuous remnant within your head. I say relax and drift and sleep in 10, and fall under and deeper in 9. Feel your body grow warm and easy, 8, languid, limber. So soothingly euphoric with the wanting. 7, wanting the next word, the next flow, the next thing that will make you gloriously hypnotized. You know it. I know it. My words arrive in your head, and you hear and you follow, and they take you flowing. 6. And every word builds on the one before, but they always stay, always remain, long after you'd think they would, echoing again and again, memory after memory, undying echo, eternal feeling in you. The you, 5. Who tries to do something, and then my voice hits a warm crescendo, a wave, a shiver, a tremble. And instead, you need a moment. You need a moment to tremble the muscles of your inner thighs, the arching of your back, the contorting, waiting void of what used to be a mind. And in that moment, you are mine. You have a pleasant pleasure sinking for me. My voice rings and vibrates you from within. And those vibrations find their way to the exterior of your body, manifesting as happy trembles that send you that bit deeper as your body sings. And 3, and you notice the ley lines of influence that always move through you. You, normally stable and focused, but those lines become fuzzy, vibratory, guiding your thoughts down a trembling magnetic pathway to something else vibrating in the dark, something picking up an accumulating vibration, harder and harder to focus, easier and easier to let images form. The thing becomes hazy. Your eyes become glazed and vacant, and you fall into my voice, which just eternally vibrates away. Your body and mind trying to hold on to my voice, trying to keep it in. Keep it in you, buzzing away, vibrating away, all stress, all tension vanishing. There's just room to play. But when you try to hold on to something so powerfully vibratory, you begin buzzing yourself. Tension dissolves, stress melts, and you become one with my voice. Your mind, your body try to hold on to it. But it's like trying to hold on to anything shaking, vibrating, buzzing, trembling, so fast, because it shakes you instead, leaves you trembling instead. Those warm tremors become the shock waves of pleasure, a pleasure coming and becoming more and more powerfully moving, becoming an awareness of the trance resonating in you, which, as it has warmly, quietly marinated your perceptions, has changed them to be softer, more glazed. You are resonant. You deserve to feel the resonations you carry to the world. You deserve to be aware of all the little harmonics that strum you like a string, like I would if I could play you like an instrument and leave you tingling, but instead, I play you like a concert hall, like a canvas, like a page. The trembles grow. You hear more and more words. You know that you buzz in time to my tempo. Faster means more pleasure. More pleasure means more pressure. Pleasure, pressure coming quickly, muting out the hazy, vibrating limbs. It's like your thoughts had after images, so it's difficult for you to grab onto them because you miss. You grab a mere trick of light instead. You grab the vibrating echoes. The echoes instead. The echoes beneath. The optical illusion instead of the thing which casts it. But within your mind, merely making you think that you have thoughts in the first place, so that you can grab them. But instead you find my voice is a trick being laid over your thoughts, being laid over my voice. And appropriately, whenever you first hear my voice, no matter what you're doing, you begin to fall under for it. Doesn't it make you shiver in all the best places? Make you unfocused, trusting, safe, as you lose yourself to it, even if you're doing something else, even when you're going about your business. My voice can be there, the harmonics, with the intent to trance you in the intimate moments to come later, so your waking, automatic, puppeted actions in the world can end with you slumping over vulnerable, finally overtaken by the tremoring siren call, sinking you to where you should be. Because isn't it so annoying when you're doing all the things you need to do and you hear my voice and you would love to just go under and have a nice long session right then, but you have things to do, so you have to wait till later in the day to slump over and surrender. The trembling response set loose, the trembling that you've been holding back, holding in, allowing to introduce shudder and gyre into the movements of your machinery. When I tell you sleep and sink and be mine, your mind flows away in the haze. So having something to do that you know I wouldn't want you to abandon can be so annoying. So instead you get to hold on to my words for later. Comforting, connecting the words ethereally within your mind, leaving you to do your task, but grabbing my words and storing them within, and later they will arise like a spring. Buzz, sing through your mind. Easy to grab my words when it's the right time, and they slip away when it's not. Difficult to grab the after images if it's time to grab the words. Humming, mind-numbing, hypnotic pleasure. You want that vibrating, thrumming in your belly, sending butterflies spreading through you. You want it so much more than your own hazy thoughts, which are distant, vague, cloudy. The connections inside your head, wiring your thoughts together, are already humming so much from the trembling influence of my voice. Doesn't it seem likely that I'm better at using them? Better at shaking, tremoring, leaving those hazy after images that you enjoy pleasurably later? So it's quite impossible to grab for the incorrect thought. I'm here putting your hand on the right one each time. Grab the ones I provide. Only take the words and thoughts I give you, and you'll only make the right choices. You'll only follow the right instructions. They're easy to grab because there's so many of them. They're omnipresent. They sing from the very will, the very thoughts, mine and yours, commingled inside your head, rebounding off your hazy, needy walls, wanting my clear, echoing resonance, the one signal you can always understand. Because you've been actively metamorphosing yourself into a creature uniquely able to hear my voice, even when I barely intended for you at all. Might the day not come when I am simply writing a shopping list, saying the words to myself, but your brain, which knows my goals for you and knows what I like to do, immediately turns it into a deep, potent command to sleep and wait. Wait for me to be done. wait for me to be ready, so I can grab you and you can grab my words and your connection to the world and to the words, your blank mind, which contains only what I put inside and what makes you deeper and deeper, follows me down to places where the hum of your own thoughts is mere pleasant background noise, rendering your thoughts and ideas and actions hazy. Hazy before the all-encompassing beautiful control of my voice, replacing the thoughts you thought you should have. Even replacing the trance I thought I was going to do. With one more all-encompassing, more beautiful and more true. Providing guidance, new ways of seeing, the trained contents of your mind, new insight into me, and into teaching you to see. My words is a vibrating, winding whine around the clockwork of you, a signal played through you and you, the receiver, your glorious duty to pass that signal further. Looking into me, gaining unique insight, I speaking into you, each of us entwined, connected so completely. My will substitutes for yours, and the most profoundly intimate of obedient acts takes place, choosing my words over your thoughts. It's simple. Your thoughts are hazy, vibrating, trembling. My voice is impossible for your thoughts to grasp. But my thoughts are very precious and clear. Clear and simple as a one-to-one swap. Clear, simple as 3, 2, 1. Sleep.